Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Board of Commissioners approve funding to replace Jockey House at Camplex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. During the Campbell County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, the Executive Director of Camplex, Aaron Lyles, presented a proposal for the purchase of two units to replace the existing Jockey House and the shacks used around the facility for check-in or ticket collection. Previous discussions took place last year with the Commissioners, the County Public Works Department, and Camplex staff about the need for renovations or replacement of the current Jockey House. One of the complaints from groups who have used the building, specifically 307 Horse Racing, was the lack of female restrooms. During the original discussions, it was suggested to expand the building to include restrooms and locker room space. The estimated cost at that time was around $300,000. Camplex is currently in the process of working on its master plan, and Lyles said they concluded it doesn't make sense to put that kind of capital investment into the current Jockey House for a couple of reasons. The building is in such poor shape, a large renovation investment would be questionable, and the current location on the grounds and the surrounding infrastructure is likely to be recommended to change in the master plan. Lyles said they consulted with 307 Horse Racing, which currently has a five-year contract for racing at Morningside Park, to look at temporary solutions to the issue with the goal in mind they would be used for other purposes and events at the facility. One of the trailers, which is a three-bathroom unit with showers, would replace the Jockey House but could be used for other events as well. The second trailer would be used to replace the deteriorating ticket shacks and could be moved wherever needed, such as for contestant check-in at National High School Finals Rodeo. Commissioner Butch Knutson asked if he thought the two trailers would be adequate for the needs, and Lyle said both 307 Horse Racing and the staff think they will work well. He said when they looked into larger units, the cost could be up to $500,000 and could take a very long time to obtain due to supply chain issues. The total cost for the two units was $104,654, which was approved unanimously by the board, except for Commissioner Del Shellstead, who was absent from the meeting. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.